Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about making math relevant to elementary school students, which is always a topic that can be difficult. This article comes from the Australian Association of Mathematics Teachers, in which a university professor named Len Sparrow summarizes and does sort of a meta-study on research about making math relevant and meaningful to specifically elementary school students. And what Sparrow points out is that way too often, elementary school teachers, we have a tendency to try to make math meaningful to students through what he terms pseudo-relevant problems, which is like a word problem about carpeting the area of a floor. These efforts tend to really not work very well because, well, there are two reasons. One, most elementary school students don't really care about things like carpeting a floor. And secondly, the problems are so simplified and so sanitized because of the level of math that they're doing that actually it bears very little resemblance to reality. So the problem about finding the area to carpet a floor is actually probably a far cry away from what the process of actually carpeting a floor looks like. And so for those two reasons, teachers tend to have this pseudo-relevance, which doesn't end up actually engaging elementary school students into the math. And so Sparrow sort of summarizes several different researchers' models of ways to really reach students in deep ways that they're going to be really engaged with the material. The first of these methods is to create mathematical activities that are experientially real to students, and this is done through a cycle of four steps. The first step is exploring, in which students will investigate a situation together. Then it's explaining, which means students are describing their methods and their findings. Third is reflecting, so students are considering how are their findings, how are their experience in that investigation connecting to their previous knowledge or previous work in math. And then lastly, recording, in which students write, draw, model, in some form use one of those modalities to record their findings and experiences. And another way that Sparrow talks about for creating these very meaningful tasks to students is to really tap into their lives. And he talks about a planning matrix another researcher uses, in which on one side of the matrix you've got purposeful activities, and the other side you have meaningful contexts, and you sort of combine these to find projects or lesson ideas that are going to really pull in students. And an example of purposeful activities, things like solving a real problem, things like planning an event, things like designing and constructing things. These are things that are purposeful. Students, even if they're in second grade or fourth grade, can understand that there's purpose to them. And on the other side of things are these meaningful contexts, so these things that really do mean things to these students' lives, the classroom, sports, fundraising for a project that they want to do or for a trip they want to go on. These are contexts that are meaningful to young children. And so Sparrow gives the example that, quote, combining planning an event and fundraising could lead to children devising ways to raise money to support a school or class-nominated charity, end quote, which would be a way to get a lot of math done, but in a very relevant way for students. The last two methods that Sparrow pulls out that other researchers use are fairly straightforward. The third one is finding out student interests through regular surveys and using these interests when you're planning mathematical tasks. And the last one is integrating other subject areas into math, such as weaving in science or weaving in art or weaving in social studies, things that students are, again, very naturally drawn to, and so leveraging that. And so, in conclusion, Sparrow notes, quote, mathematics becomes real when children explore and solve problems that require them to use their mathematical knowledge and skills in contexts that are neither contrived nor sanitized. And these are just some ideas of ways we can move towards having our elementary school students really deeply and meaningfully engaged in the math they're doing, which is ultimately going to have a benefit for both their achievement, their mastery, their retention of material, and generally their love of math. Thanks, and we'll talk to you soon.